Time for some observations and comments with your host, Cameron Fletcher.
Greetings, everybody. Cameron Fletcher here. It is my very first episode of the Revived Observations and Comments. It's on Anchor FM and available at most podcasting sites, Spotify, all sorts of great places. Spotify is the one I mainly know about. Good to be here, and wanted to take a quick moment, tell you a little bit about myself, and discuss the previous iterations of this show, radio program, whatever you want to call it. First, I want to mention that podcasting is something I'm getting back into. Currently, my main recreation is streaming on Twitch, and you can find me over on twitch.tv/camdog83, streaming video games. Try to do it 3 nights a week, 11:30 p.m. Central Time. I'll do it on Tuesdays and Thursdays for sure, and then usually either on Friday or Saturday night at 11:30 Central Time. I do discussion play RBI baseball. In fact, I wrapped up a season with the Royals not long ago, and I'm gearing up to do another season of the Royals here very soon. I am currently, my current stream that I'm doing, my stream series, is from Out of the Park Baseball 21. I started with the Kansas City Royals franchise and did the expansion draft and have been the general manager of that team from its inception. Right now I am up to opening day 2004, and I've done pretty well. In fact, I have it pulled up here. Pull up my team history, and I've won 13 division titles. I've won, 5 AL Central titles, and I won 7 AL West titles. And I have 2 world championships in 1987 and again in 1999. I have as well the distinction going all the way back from 1979 on, had exactly 1 losing season. And that was in 1995, went 73-89. I've won at least 81 games in every other year. I've won 100 or more games, 6 times, including the last 2 seasons of The Sim, 2002, 106 games, 2003, 103 games. I've done very well, and that's been a lot of fun, and going through that, you know, historical simulation has been a lot of fun. And so I've enjoyed that very much. I mention all that to say there's a promo going on related to my Twitch stream. If you go to nonamenerd.com, you can use the promo code CamDog83, and you can get 10% off your order. They have hoodies, they have sweatshirts, they have t-shirts, custom jerseys, sweatbands, earbud cases, all sorts of great goodies available there. And if you are subscribed to my Twitch, look for CamDog83, twitch.tv/CamDog83. Hit the subscribe button. Might get a chance to maybe win some merch from No Name Nerd. So check that out. And I'd love to have you as a subscriber on my Twitch, and you can see all the creative things that I'm doing over there. So I mentioned that this is a revival of Observations and Comments. I say that because I did way back in the day on TalkShoe, a website called TalkShoe.com. I don't even know if they still exist, to be completely honest with you. I hosted a show on there. I would call in on phone, and then it would broadcast out over the internet. Oh, it is still around. And so I hosted that show way back in the day. In fact, I want to see. I'm curious if it is still up there. Production values were very, very primitive back then. This was 13 years ago. I remember my first episode, I talked about how excited I was that I had my own checking account for the first time. And I still have that checking account 13 years later. Essentially what it is, going to be me observing and commenting on life, things going on in the news, sports. I might dip into politics a little bit. I'm not as politically charged as I was back then. you know, politics are definitely still an important aspect of life, but I don't really get into the whole, I'm a Republican, Democrats are wrong, you know, conservative is the way to be. I am a conservative, but I think there's good and bad on both sides. And so I don't really care about a great deal of the political back and forth, and you know, I can go into more detail maybe on another episode, but I'm just kind of giving the basic overview. What I'll be doing, you know, if there's a relevant thing going on, I will talk about it. Now, a lot of you are probably thinking, well, systemic racism is the biggest thing going on right now. I am not going to talk about that. I will tell you why. I feel like that has been, and I don't want to make this sound like I think that it's done, live happily ever after. I don't think that it's done. I don't think it's over. I honestly don't think that it ever will truly be completely eradicated, because we're humanity, and humanity is sinful in nature. So I don't think that this will ever completely go away until the world ends. And that's just me being completely honest about it. I feel like anything I would say on this podcast regarding that issue would be a rehash of things that have already been said, and it would not be beneficial to being a part of the solution. So what I'm going to focus on this first episode, I want you to get to know me a little bit better. Who is Cameron Fletcher? What has he experienced that has been wonderful experience? You know, kind of the background of who Cameron Fletcher is about, what he's done, so you can get an idea of what my perspective is on things. So, I went to college with journalism on my mind. Took quite a few different journalism courses at Johnson County Community College and gained a wealth of knowledge and experience while I was there. I worked in the student media and different avenues of the student media. I spent several semesters there as a reporter on the campus paper. I was sports editor. I lent my talents to webcasting different sporting events at the college as part of my coverage as sports editor of the paper. I tapped into the realization that internet was the future of journalism. And so I grew tired, and this was not any disrespect to any previous sports editors of the campus paper, but I could never understand how they could do game write-ups in the bi-weekly newspaper. So by the time you read about this game that they're covering, that happened like a week and a half ago. And so I made it my goal to revamp sports coverage at the college. So I said, okay, my very first column, I'll never forget it, for the campus paper, I said, if you want game write-ups, you want to know what happened at the baseball field, the basketball gym, you know, at the soccer field, if you want to know about that, go online. Your game write-ups are going to be there. You know, there's going to be game audio. I'm going to be doing some webcasting on there. You can find that all online. All right. But do you want to know something like a special interest story or maybe a profile on one of the basketball players? You know, if you want to, yeah, if you want to learn more about the athletes and their backgrounds and coaches and their backgrounds and the history of the program and more special interest type things, get that in the paper. That's what's going to be in the paper. I'm not going to put a game write-up in the campus newspaper for a game that happened a week and a half ago. If you want to find that game write-up, go on the website. It's going to be there. If you want to listen to the game, go on the website. It's going to be there. If you want to watch the game, go on the website. It's going to be there. And I said, I'm going to webcast Johnson County Community College sports as many as I can and as long as possible. So I did that for a while, and there's some great stories from that. and then I might dive into a couple of those. But I parlayed that SportsCenter job. I came up with an idea. I was like, we need a campus radio station. So I proposed it to our advisor, the campus paper, and Christensen Bowlers. I said, we need a newspaper. We need a radio station, rather. And she said, come up with a proposal. And I did. I presented it. It got approved. So then I went and I applied to be the first station manager, and I got the job. So I was station manager for a semester at ECAV Radio. Continued to, you know, broadcast games, do radio programs, all sorts of wonderful, wonderful experiences from there. I also interned at Sports Radio 810 Union Broadcasting. Sports Radio 810, Hot Talk 1510, and 97.3 FM. And actually got a job for a brief time running soundboards, getting paid for it, setting up remotes, all of that. And I've made some wonderful friends from that. Some I still talk to this day. And that was a wonderful, wonderful experience. There will be some preparation on these shows. I'm not just going to come on and just talk at random. I will do some prep work. But as I have learned, you can do all the prep work in the world. You can get into a situation where you've done all your research, done all your homework, and it all goes out the window. And I have a great story about that that I'm going to share with you all right now. Going back to when I was sports editor, the campus paper. Going into that year, I was like, okay, I needed, you know, a big event, a premier event, something that's really going to kick this webcasting thing off with a big bang. And so I looked at all the sports, and I said, what sport, what game, what event is going to be the one that's going to kick it off? Because I'm going to mention it in my column. And so I looked, and I said, fall baseball. I saw it on the calendar, fall baseball. And I'm like, this is it. Got a fall baseball game. And to explain a little bit, baseball plays, of course, their season in the spring, but in the fall, they have what's called fall baseball. It's their version of spring training. They play exhibition games against other local colleges, against, you know, AAU teams. You know, pretty much anybody you can get, they'll do it. And so I saw on the schedule, it said they were playing a team called the Expos. And I was like, I tried finding information, any information I could on that team. I couldn't find a website, couldn't find a roster. I said, you know what? I'm not going to know that team, but I'm going to know everything there is to know about the Johnson County Community College baseball program and its players. So I went, I mean, I did research, I looked up rosters, I got the rosters printed out with the players and their numbers, their jersey numbers, and I looked up, you know, their biographical information, where do they go to high school, you know, do they go to some other college, now they're a transfer. I knew everything front and back that there was to know about that baseball team. And I'm like, okay. You know, I'm not going to know this other team, but I'll at least be prepared about Johnson County Community College and their players. So I asked my good friend Matt Galloway to join me. He was, at that time, news editor at the Campus Ledger, and he would later become editor-in-chief. And good dude. One of the good dudes. And so I was like, hey, Matt, why don't you join me? We'll have fun with this, you know. We'll call this baseball game. It's going to be a lot of fun. He said, yeah. So I get there, and I take this manila folder, just chock full of all this information, rosters, bios. You know, I'm like, I'm going to know this stuff cold. And I get to the stadium. If you could call it a stadium, it's a baseball field in the middle of nowhere. And I'm getting set up in the press box. And I see, you know, the Cavaliers, they're out there, they've got their warm-up jackets on, you know, because it was kind of chilly. Even though it was August, it was still a little chilly. And I'm like, okay, cool, you know, they're just warming up or whatever. But they'll take those off, they'll have their jerseys on, right? So I thought. I slowly begin to realize as it's getting closer to game time that they are in their uniforms. And so here it was, I had an Expos team, the visiting team, that they all had jerseys with numbers and everything. Oh, sure, it was, you know, ragtag. You know, one guy was playing in a t-shirt and jeans. Another guy was wearing a full-on baseball uniform. Nothing matched. It was hardly uniform. You know, so I had a team with numbers, and I had no roster information for them. And here I'd done all this research. I'm talking days of research about our baseball team. And there I am with the roster, with the numbers. You know, because I was thinking, oh, I can see, okay, that's number 6 going into left field. All right, number 20 has the ball. Okay. You know. All of that went out the window. So I did all that prep work. And I ended up just saying the heck with it. And we just called the game. We had a lot of fun with it. We were making up player names for the other team, for the Expos. You know, a guy had number 7 on his jersey. He batted left-handed. I was calling him Mickey. We had a lot of fun with it. I did get some help from a couple of guys who were up charting pitches up where we were, you know, set up in that little press area. And so they helped us out. They said, oh, that's so-and-so. This is so-and-so coming up and, you know, helping us out. So it turned out to be actually a pretty good broadcast, but I'll never forget that. So I've ever since then, I've known, okay, yes, it's good to prepare, do the best preparation in the world, but sometimes you just got to go with your gut and your instinct. So that's what we're going to try to do here with this show. I'm just going to have fun with it. It's informative. It's informative. If it's entertaining, it's entertaining. But we're going to have fun. So be on the lookout. I'm going to try to do these as regularly as I can and fit them into a schedule. I don't yet have a schedule, but be on the lookout for that. So this has been the debut episode. I do want to thank you all for tuning in, and I hope to see you all again, and have a good day. And thank you for listening to Observations and Comments.